Legislating a $15 minimum wage turns out not to be that simple. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Seattle has become the latest battleground for the $15 minimum wage debate, and the mayor's task force finds itself grappling with all sorts of complications. Complication number one, just how do you calculate what a person's wage is? Do you include just the per hour rate? Or in the case of restaurant workers, do you include tips? What about health benefits? The supporters of the $15 wage idea say absolutely not, and I can see why. Because they'll put in all this work, and then it turns out they discover everybody's already getting the minimum wage. But in the process, the debate has revealed some inconvenient truths, and in particular, second thoughts among some of the workers who you'd think would be rabid supporters, like restaurant workers. Servers at non-fast food restaurants have been revealing in blogs that they're making around $23 an hour under the current system, where customers assume they're underpaid and therefore feel guilted into generous tips. It's certainly not Wall Street money, but it's far above minimum wage. And then there are the nonprofit organizations whose boards of directors believe in social justice and sympathize with the higher minimum wage, but who've been looking at their own organization's balance sheets and realizing they'd have to cut staff or raise significantly more money if their ideals become law. So what to do? Jump in with both feet and accept the real-world consequences? Or call in the press and announce the good news that everyone's been making $15 an hour all along and just didn't realize it? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.